Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us this morning. Breakfast with Patton Hills on SEN. Queensland is your place to race this year. That means we've got Chris Nelson on the line. Morning, mate.
Morning, Pat. Morning, Hills.
Hey, Chris.
How are we?
What are you up to today, mate? You've just finished the lawn on a Tuesday morning normally?
No, I did that on Friday afternoon, actually. So it's all nice. And it's been getting that rain, so it's just greening up beautifully now.
Well, we're going to talk Jonker. We're going to talk Cox Plate protest. We're going to talk Go Wanji, which I loved, talking through my pocket. But we'll get to that in a minute. Heels wants to talk about the trials this morning.
Because 8:40 this morning. Are you ready for these trials?
I'm just watching trial two now. It's just about to start. I am ready, but I didn't realise that you guys had a share in the net. Unbelievable, Heels. You knew nothing about racing over a year ago. Now you're telling us who's going to ride winners at what stage of the program, and now you've got a share in a Fastnet Rock.
I own six horses. Yeah. So I'm a rogue, mate. The rogues. Now Greylander is running at 8:40. If you just keep an eye on your television channel, please. It says 5:28 on Foxtel. Where do you watch trials?
5:28 on Foxtel.
Oh right, you're onto it. Good man.
I'm right onto it.
All right. Well, we want an update tomorrow. We'll go back to the beginning.
What do you mean by Fastnet Rock? I gotcha.
Jonker, we had Tony Gollum on yesterday, and we love him. He's a great supporter of the show and of SEN, and we were so happy for him the other night. And what a win, mate. Boy, it was a gutsy win, wasn't it?
It was, and look, I think he went around over the odds in that field. Some were saying it wasn't the strongest Group 1, but who cares? You've got a Group 1 next to your name. It doesn't matter. And look, he was a good ride. I mean, Daniel Moore was wasn't the best to begin, but he hustled forward. That was obviously the plan to lead, and we know how tough the horse is. We saw him up here during the winter and, of course, the summer last year on the Gold Coast. He's just turned this horse around, Tony Gollan, as he's done with so many of these horses that come from interstate, and they can be a bit enigma-ish or not quite honest. He certainly turns them around into different stories up here.
Yeah, that looked like a fast race. Was the pace on?
Yeah, the pace was pretty good, but that's the way. It's a sprint. I mean, it's a Group 1 sprint. They are generally going hard early on, and look, he just pulled out plenty. He's a real tough customer, is Jonker.
What about the protest?
Well, I had another look at that this morning, and I was watching it from the back view or the rear view, and look, he definitely laid in on top of Animo, the other horse, and it looked to me like Craig Williams did have to stop riding for a few strides, and I don't know, with the margin at the end, you'd have to say there was certainly grounds for upholding it as well.
Yeah, there's plenty on your side and plenty on the other side of the fence.
I mean,
I was a little bit, I was watching the Seven coverage in the office at Seven, and Bruce McAvaney, who's a hell of a judge, who used to be a race caller, he said, dismissed, initially, the more he looked at video replays, I suppose it's like one of those disputed catches in cricket, isn't it? The more you look at it in slow-mo, you think, oh, maybe this thing's going to be upheld.
Yeah, well, it took a long time, and generally when they take a long time, as you know, Paddy, they are upheld, but look, being a Cox Plate, it's just, I mean, the question is, if that had been a race at Ipswich on a Friday or somewhere like that, would that have been upheld? The fact that it was the Cox Plate, was that why it was dismissed as well? Did that play into it?
Well, what's the answer to your first question there? At Ipswich, would it get upheld?
Probably.
Yeah, do you reckon?
All depends on. I have seen lesser ones than that recently be upheld in the last year. No, definitely,
right, they wouldn't have quite the angles at Ipswich either. I know they've got a lot of angles and they've got to consider, but this, you know, we had a chopper hovering over the head
everything.
Of
everything.
Yep. Yeah, we had a lot. Now let's go to Go Wanji just very quickly. It was a hell of a win, and you know, really impressed me the way it picked up and just ran past them.
Whereabouts?
In Brisbane at the weekend. Yeah. Okay.
Look, he's won 4 of 6. His only defeats have both been really, really good runs. And look, that turn of foot is the turn of foot of a horse we'll see plenty more of and plenty more wins going forward, guys.
Yeah, you and I, you'll be tipping it and I'll be backing it.
8:40, Chris. 40 minutes.
I just watched Zeus Style win its heat. Zeus Style won very, very comfortably.
Okay.
Good stuff. All right, visit racingqueensland.com.au. But we need now to go to the news. Thanks to Red Energy. It's proudly Australian. Call their Aussie team today. 131 8 06. We'll be back after this.